Hello, folks. It's Stefano. It is April 16th. It is rather late. Well, I suppose early for you folks in the UK by the time you hear this. It is approximately 8 o'clock in the evening here in Montreal. The sun's gone down. The lights have come up. It has started raining. The streets are very slick. And I'm off to pick up my daughter at Girl Guides. And I just finished doing the weekly groceries and, as usual, getting sticker shock in the process. But I noticed one thing. The grocers, or the companies that make some of the canned goods, are getting very, very sneaky. What they've done is they're reducing the sizes of their packages, and they are reducing their price, but just a little bit. I'll give you an example. I used to buy these frozen juices, orange juice, berry juice, that kind of thing. And I can't remember the exact size. I want to say something like 350 mLs, maybe a little bit, maybe 300 mLs. And for the longest time now, I would say a couple of months, a good month, maybe even two, I noticed that a particular brand was missing of these frozen juices. They're usually the ones that I buy because they're the least expensive. I mean, those things are full of sugar anyway, so it really doesn't matter which ones you buy. We just have them around, you know, in the summer they're great because if you're hot, you just, you know, make a huge pitcher of this stuff. If you dilute it a little bit more, it cuts down on the sugar content per cup, and, you know, it's a pretty good bargain. But I noticed that, they'd been missing for a while. Well, today, they were there. And when I went to reach for them in the freezer, I said, whoa, they've cut down the size of the can by probably 15 to 20%. But they've only cut the price by about 6 cents or so. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. And I've been noticing this for different things. And the reason why, it's kind of funny. In our cupboard in the kitchen, there's a couple of spaces where I usually place things. And I guess, I don't know, we're all creatures of habit to some degree. And so, you know, I used to put certain cans under a specific shelf. And just above that shelf, there's like a little hanging basket where we put pasta and whatever. And I've been noticing that the cans, they used to fit snugly underneath this basket. And of late, I've been noticing more and more space between the top of the can and the basket for the same articles. So what's happening is they are slowly shrinking the items very imperceptibly. It's as if they're shaving off maybe, you know, half a milliliter, maybe more, maybe 2 or 3 milliliters, but you don't really notice it. And over the long run, all of a sudden, you're missing 10, 20 milliliters without even realizing it, but you're paying the same price, if not more in some cases. Really sneaky of them to do this. And noticing this a lot. So what I'm doing is I'm bargain shopping more and more. I look out for the specials. If there's things at full price, I may not buy them. I may just make an alternate list, and I say, okay, well, if this isn't on sale, I'll buy this. Yeah, so every Monday evening when I go grocery shopping, I've been noticing this more and more, and man, it's really starting to get expensive to feed the family. We're trying to live frugally, as I've mentioned in many, many audio brews. And I don't know where I can cut next. It's, I don't know, everything's going up. Our cable TV has gone up. Our internet's gone up. Not, again, by small amounts, but they're so incremental over, you know, so many times and so much frequency that all of a sudden you turn around and say, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm paying $17 more a month for cable and internet or whatever it may be. You know, I guess it's a sign of time.